Good morning. Absolutely gorgeous day out there. It's supposed to be a pretty nice week. Just a touch of rain, a little cooler temperatures. How nice. Very nice. Well, at least for some of us. But it is good to be here today. And this service here, we've a baptism of the twins. How exciting that is. So it's good to see everybody here in God's house. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for Opportunity Ministries. We give you thanks for gathering together here on sacred and holy ground, surrounded by your angels. We give you thanks, Lord God, for the excitement of baptism today. And Lord, blessed be your holy name. We pray that what we do here today is pleasing unto you and life-changing to us. So come, Holy Spirit, touch us and bless us. Give us a heart of flesh and open up our minds to receive the word that you have for us today. It is our prayer that we are more like Jesus when we leave this place than when we came in today. So, Holy Spirit, fill us with your love, one for the other, and especially for you. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I too offer a warm welcome to all present this morning, and especially our visitors. And we have some visitors. I was going to normally, you know, you have to stand up and show your hands, but in sincerity, we welcome the friends and family of David and Kim and Sister Sophie in honor and recognition of just a glorious day for the baptism of the twins, Jordan and Josh. The attendance pads for church service this morning are located in the red folder. So as a reminder, please sign in so that we can take your attendance. And if you are a visitor that would like information about the church, there is opportunity to write your address there on the attendance pad. You may also get information now immediately after the service, either from me or the pastor. They're hanging on the shepherd's crook in the narthex. So we have lots of opportunity for you to get information about our wonderful church. Also in the red folders are prayer cards, 3x5 index cards that can be used for prayer request. If you do have a specific request, please complete that card, put it in the clear holder, and the ushers will bring it forward to the pastor. Our memory verse for the month of August has been Psalm 23, verse 4. That is located at the top middle of the first page of your church bulletin. We will recite that through twice. So please join me now and we will recite twice. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We do have a few announcements this morning. Sunday school kickoff will begin in 2 weeks on September 10th, and there is quite a bit of information in the bulletin, our Sunday school kickoff, and that is for both children and adults. So there is information. It begins at 9:30, children on the elementary level, adults in both this level and down on the gymnasium level. Please check your bulletin for that information. New members, Pastor Bruce will be beginning a new member class if you're interested in joining the church. Classes will begin on Sunday, September 17th, running through November 5th, and they will be held at 9:30 during the Sunday school hour. Diane Runser, our music director, has a few announcements.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who signed up on the clipboard the last few weeks. Those pages are now on a poster out in the narthex. If you want to check to remember what you signed up for, or if you want to add your name, please feel free. I have some new ones this week, and these are a little bit more specialized. We need volunteers for the sound team. We need volunteers for the dance team, and also for the drama team. The explanations on this paper. Also, we need someone's who are a little bit artistically inclined, creative, to help with decorations here in the church for instance, Holy Communion, for World Communion, for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Easter, whatever. So if you feel like you can help with that, if you are creative enough to come up with some ideas, please sign on the list here. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Pastor Bruce has a few words.
Just some more details about September 17th. Of course, that's the membership classes begin then. And that's during Sunday school, and if you can't attend everyone, I have some makeup material and a makeup day. So if you are interested in any way whatsoever about becoming a member of the church, which has a few more benefits, come on out and let me know. The other thing, we're having that congregational lunch after second service. We're going to have a covered dish dinner downstairs, bring something to share. And then we will have a little bit of instructions from the United Methodist Foundation on estate planning. And they will meet with us downstairs, talk to us about what we're going to do with it all when we leave, setting up your estate to benefit and be a blessing to others. And then that will be followed by a Christian magician, the Reverend Jeff Vanderhoff, who's been doing it for years, and he's a lot of fun, very funny guy, and he does some amazing tricks. So that is September 17th following church.
Thank you, Pastor Bruce. And an announcement from Alice, who is our altar flower coordinator. Flowers are needed for them all of September. So September is fast approaching. If you have a special occasion or feel compelled to donate flowers, please contact Alice. Those are the beautiful flowers that we see every Sunday. And a final reminder to just check your bulletin, please, for the other announcements and activities in the life of our church. I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Please remain standing for our hymn number 555 in your red hymnal. Please be seated.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Fist bump. Okay. And who loves us? Jesus loves us, bunches and bunches. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, no matter how young we are or old we are, Jesus loves us. He does, he does. You know, the Word of God tells us that Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are three in one. Just one God, but with like three persons in there, three in one. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then in verse 14, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." That's Jesus. And in Genesis chapter 1, it says that the Spirit of God was hovering over the deep. So the Spirit of God was there. Jesus was there from the very beginning of time, always there. Jesus became a man like you and me for a while. But Jesus is eternal, divine. Jesus is also God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. All three of them are one. That's a hard thing to understand, but it's important that we try to get our minds wrapped around it because it's who we are as Christians. So I need one volunteer. Okay. Got Fritz. All right. Okay, Fritz, I just have to ask you some questions, and if you'd answer nice and loud and clear for the kids to hear and everybody else. Fritz, what were your mom and dad's names?
Mildred and Jack, and stepfather Jim.
Okay, and you were what to them? A what?
Son.
You were a son, okay. Who are you married to?
Diane.
Okay, and you are what to her?
Her husband.
Her husband. And do you have any children? Two daughters. Okay, and what are their names?
Heather and Megan.
Heather and Megan, and you are what to them?
Their father.
Their father. So you are a son, a husband, and a father.
Right.
Okay. You are doing three different things, but you're still just one person. See? So he does three different things. He is different people to each of them, but it's just one person. And when God comes to us, God comes to us either as the Holy Spirit guiding us and directing us and reminding us of everything Jesus said and done, or God comes to us as Jesus, saving us from our sins, loving us, or God comes to us as God the Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness. But it's still just one God, okay? And so Fritz is just one person, but he is a son, a husband, and a father. Thank you, Fritz. Kind of hard, but you try to explain that to your friends, too, so that they understand what it means to be a Christian, to believe in one God. Okay, let's huddle up here and have a prayer. Come up here, and you can put your hands here. There we go. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you for loving us as God the Father, as God the Son, and as God the Holy Spirit. Just one God. We believe that, Lord. Help us to understand that and to share it with our friends. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said, Amen.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry for the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter shining. There no tear will dim me.
Well, now, if Jordan and Joshua would come down and bring Mom and Dad, and if there's anybody else, come on down too. Sponsors, godparents, we also call them in United Methodist Church. And I want you to stand over here, so we have the children right next to each other. Sophie there. Okay. Your hymnal, page 39. This is a family event. Family event. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. What are the children's names?
Joshua and Jordan.
They are here today for baptism. To the sponsors and to the parents, and to you too, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do.
Do
you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? And you won't do it as a matter of a reaction, but you'll be proactive in your faith. Will you be proactive in your faith? Do whatever it takes to fight evil, injustice, and oppression? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace for everything, every day? And do you promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened, to all people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And now, will you nurture these children, Joshua and Jordan, in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and your example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, answer, we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these children now before you in your care? Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. Right here. Gorgeous. You know what? I am right-handed. I'm going to do it this way. Okay. Oh, you are just so gorgeous. Jordan, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work within you, Jordan, that being born through the water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Joshua, just like a guy, just sleeping through it all. Joshua, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Joshua, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy to welcome our new sister and brother in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend these children to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Well, children, Jordan and Joshua, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. I'm going to do it. Just plop her in there. Was there anything else? We're good. I have both of those. I'm going to blow the candles out, grab them after the service. The boxes are right there. Okay. Keep an eye on these two. Make sure they're brought up in the faith.
What a glorious morning. I hope you all had opportunity to see those babies up close. What precious gifts from God. Our word of God this morning is from the New Testament, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8 in the Revised Standard Version. It can be found in your pew Bible. Romans, hear these words from Paul. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I bid everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. He who teaches, in his teaching. He who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who contributes, in liberality. He who gives aid, with zeal. He who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. And here ends Paul's words to the Romans. At this time, I ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give, God, because we are thankful for that which you have blessed us with. We give, God, to show you that you have control of all that we have and all that we are, to give to you our lives as living sacrifices. We give, God, out of obedience to your word, which tells us to bring the tithe and the offering into the storehouse so that it may be used for your honor and glory and praise. And we pray, God, that you would bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, and please be seated. Joys and concerns. I want to tell you, Lonnie and Lori did a great job of organizing the giveaway, and I have to commend you for the donations that you brought in for that giveaway. We were able to fill the gym. We put tables up all around the outside and down the middle. And we used a stage, and we just covered it with things to give away. And the people who showed up at 9 o'clock, there was a nice little crowd there. And then they trickled in for the rest of the day from 9 till noon. They felt so overwhelmed and blessed, and they were very appreciative of that ministry. They came in, and they said, well, we can take whatever we want. We said, yep. This is the extravagant love of Jesus. He loved us, and we're loving you. And they were just really impressed. And told them we were going to do it again in December. And they were all excited and can't wait to tell their friends and spread the word. But they were able to go out of there with a lot of stuff. And we gave away, I don't know, about 65, 70% of what we had. And we put some of it in the Goodwill box, stored the rest of it for our next giveaway. But well done, thou good and faithful servants. Good ministry. So that was a joy. What other joys do we have? Yeah, that was a real joy. A lot of folks were there Friday night to set it up, and then Saturday for the giveaway. Survived the first week of school. 1 week down, and how many to go? Right. Okay, the joy of the baptism of your grandbabies. Sophie's big sister. Got your hands full now. Other joys. Family and friends. Okay, joy for our abundance. we indeed are blessed people. Okay, we'll do it this way. If you're thankful, joyful, that you have clothes to wear, raise your hand. If you're thankful for the roof over your heads, not only here but at home, raise your hand. Okay. If you're thankful for the automobile that you drive in, if you're thankful for your pets, if you're thankful for the food that you eat, the money in your pockets, okay, if you're thankful for your health such that it is, if you're thankful that your person sitting next to you has deodorant, okay, and last but not least, if you're thankful for indoor plumbing, oh yeah, absolutely. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, this is our prayer homework, not just mine, not just the person sitting next to you, but it's yours to pray about, to lift up to God all this week. We want to pray for our church, that we would be all that God wants us to be, not what we want it to be, what God wants. And pray for our country and our country's leaders. You know, pray for the councilman, the mayor, and pray for the governor, and pray for our Senate, our Congress, and our president and vice president. Pray for all of them. Doesn't matter whether you like them or not. Bible says pray for them. And pray for those who are addicted. Let's pray for the Texas, for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. Cancer victims and survivors, we want to pray for them. We have in our own midst David and Doris and Lois. We want to pray for them. Let's pray for Marion and Patty. We want to pray for, we're going to do this in a minute here, the Belak family and Misha. So Belak family, Misha, scratch this stuff down, prayer homework. We want to pray for the friends and families of Adam and Tony. Okay. Dawn and Donna, where are you at? Oh, okay. Dawn. Have they found out the source of the infection yet? Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you come down front so we can anoint you? Her dad, John Sr., has been in the hospital with high fever and aches and pains, and they have run test after test after test. Been almost critical at times, and they cannot find the source of the infection, you know, which almost boggles the mind in this modern day and age. But we're going to give it a little added help here. And if I could have some prayer warriors, step right up here at the bottom of that step. We are a praying church. We believe in the power of Almighty God. We believe that there is more to this world than what meets the eye, what meets the senses. We are a spiritual people. And we are a faithful people, children of Almighty God. And we are a privileged people. For that which we ask in the name of Jesus, it'll be granted unto us. So we pray like everything depends on God. We work like everything depends on us. We leave the results up to God. For John, I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up John into the light and love of your presence. And we pray, right, God, that right now you would send forth your Holy Spirit to be upon him, fill him with the peace that passes all understanding. Wrap your arms around him and whisper in his ear that you love him, that he is your child. Fill him with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ for your honor and glory and praise. And God, whatever it is that is afflicting him right now, physically in his body, we rebuke it and bind it and command it to be gone. We pray, Lord, that you would bless and anoint the doctors, nurses, technicians, and all the tests, that whatever the source of the infection is, it would be quickly and easily revealed and then quickly and easily taken care of. For we plead the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, over John, from the top of his head to the tips of his toes to the ends of his fingers, inside and out, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Heal him, Lord. The chastisement of his peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes he is healed. We claim that for John right now. Raise him up from that sickbed, God, for your honor and for your glory and for your praise. And fill him with your spirit, with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Thank you. I'll tell you, I get mad. I get mad when I hear things like that. I get. Don't you get mad at cancer? Oh, I get mad at cancer. I'll just rebuke that in Jesus' name. And we are a people of the covenant. We have an agreement with Almighty God. We have the Word of God. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes, what? We are healed. Not might be, not will be, not could be. We are healed. So, if you have an unspoken request for God, raise your hand. Give that to God, whatever it is. And now, for all of our concerns, we'd like to say, Lord, hear our prayers. So, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And Lord, we give to you our concerns, for your word tells us to cast all our cares upon you, and we're doing that right now. And we lift up into the light and love of your presence our church, our country, Adam and Tony, their families, John, addicts and their family and friends, Dakota, and those affected by Hurricane Harvey. And we lift up to you Jill's family, and David, and Doris, and Lois, and Marion, and Patty. We lift up to you, God, the Belak family, and Misha. We pray for John's family. We pray for our country and our country's leaders. Oh, God, God help us. And we pray all this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading from Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 13. This is the gospel according to Matthew. So would you please stand, if you're able, for the reading of the gospel. Let us hear this word of the Lord. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea of Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. This last week's sermon was Who Do You Say Jesus Is? Though we actually started off the service sermon with Who Do You Say You Are? He is, amen. And that's who we say Jesus is. This is the question that is before us today. Who do you say Jesus is? And it's real easy to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life in this place. It's real easy to say that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, like Peter did. But we live in a pluralistic society. We live in a society today where political correctness is killing us, killing the church. That's one of our greatest enemies, political correctness. Who do you say Jesus is? Well, I'll tell you what, you're not allowed to pray at a commencement service. You're not allowed to pray out there in public on a football field after the game. You make birthday cakes. You don't want to make a birthday cake for certain people because you feel it goes against your faith. You're not allowed to do that. You get sued. You are not allowed to have your own opinion and do things according to your faith, no matter who you are. You know, because it might offend somebody else. We are not allowed to offend other people. Just crazy. Just crazy. But who do you say Jesus is? In this place, we're expected to say Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We're expected to say that. Ask the kids. Ask the kids. What's 2 + 2? Jesus. Yeah. What's your mom and dad's name? Jesus. Yes. They always give that to the preacher. And it's okay to do that in here. Nobody's going to give you any grief. You go out there in the world and you start spouting the name of Jesus, you better watch out. Somebody's going to start a petition and get you in trouble. 1 billion Muslims will say that Jesus was a prophet. Yes. God, no. Jews scattered all around the world will say Jesus was a teacher. Yes. Messiah, no. Liberal Protestants, New Age people, religionists, religious fanatics, they'll tell you that, yeah, Jesus was an exemplary man, yes. Divine? No. They'll tell you, there are religions out there that will tell you many things, you know, about Jesus. That he was the first of many gods, that we all become gods, that he's not the only begotten son. And yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff out in the world, but who do we say Jesus is? That's an important question in our society today. It's easy for us to answer when things are going our way, when we feel safe. Every month, hundreds of Christians are killed all over the world for their faith. Matthew 16:16, Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that answer could have got him killed because the Roman authorities and Jewish authorities were persecuting the Christians at that time. They were trying to stop this movement that would make Jesus king. But Peter said it anyways. Bold, brash Peter. Yes, man, he was just like us. You know, he got right. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And yet, just moments later, Jesus tells them about his death upcoming, about his persecution and his crucifixion. And Peter pulls him aside and says, "That'll never happen to you. I'll never let that happen." And Jesus says to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to the concerns of God. You don't have in mind the concerns of God, but the concerns of humans." He went from hero to goat in a matter of moments. But still, he knew who Jesus was. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. What does that mean to us? What does that mean? Anybody know who Rachel Joy Scott was? Rachel Joy Scott was eating her lunch on the lawn outside her high school when a boy came up to her and put a gun up against her, point blank range. and asked her if she believed in God. She knew what it meant. And she wouldn't deny her faith. And she said, yes, I do. And he shot her dead. Columbine High School. Who do you say Jesus is when your child says to you, I don't want to go to church today? Who do you say Jesus is when your child says to you, Mommy, I've got a game to go to. I can't go to church. I don't have time for that. Who do you say Jesus is when someone hurts you, insults you, slanders you? Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is when somebody cuts you off in traffic? You know, when you get in the two lanes, it's coming down to one lane. Who do you say Jesus is when that person doesn't get over and they squeeze by you? Who do you say Jesus is when it's cold and wet outside and you've got a meeting to go to but you don't want to? Who do you say Jesus is when somebody comes to you for help? Who do you say Jesus is when somebody of a different color, different background, gets in your face, calls you names? Who do you say Jesus is when your waiter or waitress messes up your order? You see, who we say Jesus is, it's shown by the things that we do. Because actions speak louder than words. James chapter 2, faith without works is dead. And we can't sit in this place and say, Jesus is Lord, or Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, if we are not willing to go out there and love other people. Our lives are the only Bible some people will ever read. And the world is watching. You know what they call it when you sit in here and say Jesus is Lord, but you go out there and you cuss out the driver that cuts you off, or you mumble and groan and complain about your waiter or waitress, or you gossip right along with somebody and you gossip about somebody else, or you run down your elected officials, speak bad about a relative in the family or the preacher. You're gossiping. That's when you're saying who Jesus is to you. Actions speak louder than words. So who is Jesus to you? We know who he is here in this place. Who is he in the rest of our lives? Jesus went on to say in this chapter, if anyone wants to follow me, he has to deny himself and pick up his cross daily. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it, Jesus said. So who is Jesus to us? Who Jesus is shown by what we do. So come, Holy Spirit, and guide us and direct us in the way that we should live our lives for your honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. So we're about to go out into the real world. God bless you. And out in the real world, we're going to be faced with all kinds of temptations and problems. The way you live your life when the world is falling apart around you. The way you live your life when you're sick, when you lose a job, the way you live your life tells the world who you say Jesus is. Can't do it alone. We need the Holy Spirit. So, dear Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, fill us with the boldness, wisdom, strength, the joy of your Holy Spirit, so that we'll live our lives telling the world that we think Jesus is, we know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.